The Growing Pains of Adrian Mole by Sue Townsend, retold by Pat McGowan. Copyright Burlington Books, 2012. Chapter 1. April.
Sunday, April the 4th, 1982. Last night, I made a model aeroplane and decided to try an experimental sniff of glue, but my nose stuck to the plane. My father took me to hospital to have the plane removed. Today, my nose is swollen and really hurts. It's so bad that I'm very worried that it might explode and take my brain with it. I phoned the hospital and spoke to the nurse. She said that I was probably allergic to the glue and that my nose would be better in a few days. She added, "Perhaps it will teach you not to sniff glue again." I tried to explain, but she put the phone down. Pandora came to visit me, but I didn't want to see her. She wouldn't like me anymore if she saw my horrible nose. Monday, April the 5th. Just my luck. It's the first day of the school holidays, and I can't go out because of my huge swollen nose. Even my mother is worried about it now. She wanted to prick it with a sterilized needle, but I wouldn't let her. She has no idea how to sew. Our dog is in love with a pedigree dog called Mitzi. I tried to explain to the dog that it had no chance of success, but it didn't understand. Being in love is no joke. I have the same problem with Pandora that the dog has with Mitzi. We are both in a lower social class than our loved ones. Thursday, April the 8th. My nose is a little better. I allowed Pandora to visit me in my dark bedroom. We kissed a lot. I wanted more, but Pandora said we must wait until we have passed our exams. All this sexual frustration isn't good for me. I've got 38 spots. Friday, April the 9th. Barry Kent has been telling everybody that I'm addicted to glue. His aunt's a cleaner in the hospital and heard about the model aeroplane incident. I think it's terrible that cleaners are allowed to talk about people's private medical secrets. They should take the Hippocratic Oath like doctors and nurses. My mother's depressed. She sits in the house, smoking and watching TV. I don't know why she's depressed. My father doesn't know either. Monday, April the 12th. My mother's acting more strangely than usual. Today, she dropped cigarette ash on my sheets while she was changing them. When I objected, she said, "Oh, Adrian, why can't you be untidy like normal teenagers?" My mother and father are always arguing about their bedroom. My father's side of the room is always tidy, but my mother's side is terrible. I pity my father having to share a room with her. Tuesday, April the 13th. I asked my father why he had married my mother. He explained that he met my mother when miniskirts were in fashion. In those days, my mother had good legs, whereas most women looked terrible in miniskirts. I was shocked and told him that I loved Pandora because she was intelligent and compassionate. My father just laughed. Wednesday, April the 14th. Mitzi's owner came and asked my mother to keep our dog away from Mitzi. My mother said that our dog lived in a liberal home and could go where it wanted. Mitzi's owner threatened to report our dog to the police. My mother laughed and said, "Why don't you take us all down to the police station right now?" Thursday, April the 15th. Woke up at 4 a.m. with toothache. Took 6 junior aspirins for the pain. At 5 a.m., I woke my parents up and told them that I was in agony. My father said, "It's your own fault. You didn't go to your last 3 dentist's appointments." At 5:30 a.m., I asked my father to take me to hospital, but he wouldn't. It's okay for him. He hasn't got any real teeth. I promised myself that from now on, I would go to the dentist 4 times a year, even if I wasn't in pain. At 9 a.m, my mother woke me and told me that she had made an emergency appointment for me with the dentist. I informed her that the pain had stopped and told her to cancel the appointment. Friday, April the 16th. Woke up at 3 a.m. with terrible toothache. I tried to suffer in silence, but my father must have heard me crying because he came and told me to be quiet. He had to work the next day and needed his sleep. On the way back to his bedroom, he slipped on one of my mother's magazines lying on the floor, and she woke up. Then the dog started barking. Once again, I got no sleep. Saturday, April the 17th. I'm still in bed with toothache. I phoned Pandora. She's coming to see me tomorrow. I told her to bring me a Mars bar. "To make your teeth even better," she said sarcastically. The dog's still in love with Mitzi. It isn't eating. Sunday, April the 18th. Pandora has just left my bedroom. I'm so frustrated. I can't go on like this. I've written to Aunt Clara's problem page about my problem. Dear Aunt Clara, I'm a 15-year-old schoolboy. People tell me that I am attractive and mature for my age. I'm the only child of a bad marriage, apart from the dog. My problem is this. I love an older girl by 3 months. She's in a social class above me, but she says this doesn't matter to our relationship. Recently, I've become obsessed with sex. I know some real lovemaking would help my skin and help me to concentrate on my exams. I've tried all sorts of erotic things, but my girlfriend won't have sex with me. She says we aren't ready. Yours in desperation, deeply frustrated. Monday, April the 19th. I'm now minus a front tooth. The stupid dentist took it out instead of repairing it. He even put it in a piece of paper and gave it to me to take home. He told me he had often seen me walking home from school eating a Mars bar, and it would be my own fault if I had no teeth at 30. I will walk home another way in future. Tuesday, April the 20th. My mother's furious with the dentist. I look like a mass murderer. She's written him a letter insisting that he make a false tooth for free. School was terrible. Everyone called me names. Even Pandora was a little distant. Thursday, April the 22nd. I didn't want to go to school this morning, so I stayed in bed till 12:45 p.m. I asked my mother for a note to give my teacher. She wrote, "Adrian didn't come to school this morning because he didn't get up until 12:45. The teacher was very angry, but said, "At least your mother's honest. Most parents aren't." I'll ask my father to write my notes in future. He lies easily. Monday, April the 26th. I heard a mysterious conversation today. My mother said, "George, it's positive." My father said, "Oh no, I can't get up at 3 a.m. Not at my age." I think my mother is making unreasonable sexual demands on my father. I received a reply from Aunt Clara. She told me that sex was only a small part of life and that I should enjoy my teenage years. Enjoy my teenage years? They're full of problems. I can't wait to be an adult. Wednesday, April the 28th. Stick insect, Doreen Slater, came to our house today. She opened her coat. She looks quite fat now, and said, "I thought you ought to know, George." And then she left. I didn't tell my mother when she came home. She gets very angry if anyone mentions Stick Insect's name.